everybody. It's Celine.
And TJ.
And we're back for another episode of
TJ and Celine Nerd Out to Nerdy Things.
This week, we are talking about alligators and crocodiles and their effects on the biohabitats of the Ozarks and the Everglades.
And the differences between them.
And why we can't seem to differentiate the two. Would you like to go first or shall I?
It's going to be riveting. We're going to talk for like minimum 2 hours about this, guys.
So alligators have mouths shaped like A's. This is very simple for you all.
Yes.
Crocodiles have little curves on the end of their mouth. Almost looks like a little bulbous circle. They look like a C. Okay? And if you want to find them, you can absolutely fuck off in the Everglades.
Yes. We're not talking about that.
No.
Because I don't know squat about crocodiles and alligators.
I went on quite longer than I thought.
I think alligators have shorter, like, since we're actually on the topic.
Yeah, they do
have, I think alligators have like, stubbier mouths, and crocodiles.
They do
have longer
snouts. I'm pretty sure they do have a curved, like, edge of their snout. I don't know,
but since you brought it up, so. I just want to preface this with, if you hear heavy breathing, it's not me.
It's me.
We have a guest.
We're in the midst of a tornado thunderstorm warning.
It's Mason.
It's actually Mason breathing heavily across my shoulder. I'm like a weirdo. We're in the middle of a thunderstorm, and my dog happens to be very needy when it comes to thunderstorms. And, you know, rightedly so. It's scary. It's scary out here.
Yeah. We have a warning, tornado warning going
on. We've had three sirens go off.
Yeah. Oh, but it's after 8:15, so.
Oh, Mason just chimed in. It's louder for the audience, please.
I got everything you guys need for the difference between crocs and alligators.
Okay, what you got?
We're actually going to do it.
Well, if you want to, you don't have to.
You have to yell.
Alligators are dark green or black.
Okay.
You didn't hear him. Alligators are dark green or black.
It doesn't stay what color the
crocodile is. It kind of fits with what we're going to talk about.
They look more tan.
Okay.
Tan.
Crocodiles are bigger than alligators.
Crocs. Oh, okay. It kind of fits with what we're going to talk about.
Crocodiles have V or U-shaped snouts.
Okay.
I was kind of right,
like
for
a
the
duck
U-shape.
Beak, almost.
I was right for the U-shape.
Yeah.
The
duck
V.
Duck beak with.
Strong teeth.
Crocs have a more powerful bite.
Thank you, Mason.
Alligators have tiny black spots.
Oh?
These aren't that great.
You're doing amazing.
Gators can live in colder states.
Oh, shit, we're screwed.
That's why they've found a couple in Minnesota lakes.
They can go up into the Mississippi.
Yeah, I did know that.
That and rattlesnakes. Yeah. Terrifies me.
Degenerates release them.
Yep.
Crocodiles are slightly older than alligators. I'm guessing like era, right?
Yeah.
The Mesozoic
all,
era.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or they're
sounded good.
And alligators are all 40.
Yep.
They're all just in the same range.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you for that, Mason.
Okay.
Thank you for the information,
the research, and the resources. And what was your resource?
Everythingreptiles.com/alligator. First crocodile.
Yes, great website.
Tried and true, really.
Yes.
Everythingreptiles.com/alligator. And crocodile.
Versus crocodiles. That was a really long tangent. But like I said, it does fit in with what we're talking about, because there was Ahmet.
No. Yes.
Who is
an alligator?
Crocodile?
Crocodile. She's a crocodile.
Never smile at a crocodile.
Later gator.
Yep, later gators. She's a crocodile. So we were going to podcast it last week, but it was late. It was like 11 o'clock by the time we got done.
Yes.
So we didn't get a chance to talk about episode 6, which is fine because it kind of gave people a week to watch it and avoid spoilers for those that listen. What did we think?
Overall, I don't know what the fuck was going on.
I still don't really know what's going on.
I don't think anyone really knows what's going on. And they left a lot of room for interpretation. Some might say too much room for interpretation.
One of the things that I like the Marvel shows do is they... Granted, this is the first time they've introduced a brand new character this way, in this format. But one of the things I like that they do with the existing characters that we know is... With most of the shows, they have a beginning, middle, and end. And it's tied up pretty well.
Yeah. I agree.
This was not one of those shows.
No.
I don't think.
No.
Ooh. Got some light flickering going on here.
This is
exciting. It's all right. It was like a split second, but it's all fine. Yeah, really bad thunderstorm, so... Yeah, it's kind of confusing to kind of break down what was going on.
So, I have it pulled up on my phone. The episode begins with Amit being released from wherever she was. I'm assuming, like, hell.
Wasn't she... Did she have a little statue thing?
Oh, yeah, she did.
She was, because that's, like, what binds them.
Yeah.
We got the heavy breathing going on. He's literally right by the microphone.
Right by the mic. I'm just kidding.
It's okay. It's okay. He's just scared.
He's just scared.
Yeah.
Oh, it stopped, though, for a little bit. So, it starts with Amit being released from her little statue and walking around and being like, I thought you were evil. And like that.
Yeah. It's pretty spot on.
Came out of nowhere. I did not practice. And what's his face? Harrow is like, I'm no good. Kill me, queen. Which, like, felt very...
I was going to say something else.
Which felt very on brand for Harrow.
Choke me, daddy.
Choke me, daddy. Like, okay, Harrow. Okay.
Literally, that's what I thought of, but I... wasn't going to say it, but I had to.
I'm here right by the mic.
Oh. I'm just going to take everything out while we're at it.
Go under the desk, Bubba's. Here. Come lay on me. Things are not working out the way I intended.
We have a very big scaredy cat going on, but it's okay. He's shaking.
He is. It's very sad when he shakes.
Yeah, he's so okay.
It's okay. It's okay. So, Amit's released, and Harrow is like, kill me, daddy. Kill me, mommy.
Do you don't want to pause it?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back.
One moment, please.
All right. Sorry about that. We were having doggy issues.
They were having dognical difficulties.
Yep. He was wanting to be very close.
So, I'm sorry if there's some breathing happening. It's neither... And he's back. It's okay. He's just breathing again.
Kind of pace him back and forth, but I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, we'll be fine. I'm just gonna turn this more towards you.
That's fine.
And I'll just lean into it.
It's all about me anyway, so.
I'll just lean. Lean with a rocket.
A kid. Okay, Amit. Amit's been released. She's a crocodile, alligator, crocodile, I think.
She's a crocodile.
Yeah.
I looked it up.
That's where we were at.
So, yeah, this episode is essentially... they're on a boat, which is the, it's like the, how we explained it before, I forget. It's like the River Styx, and they're on with Karin.
Oh, yeah.
Taking their path to the realm of death, which could either be literally like they're stuck in hell, which is the Duat, or they go to the Field of Reeds, which is heaven.
Mm.
And so they're on that journey, and on that journey they have to, like, ultimately settle the scales. Wait, was this the previous episode that all happened? No, this was this episode.
I think it was this one.
Yeah. So, just to make a long...
Maybe it was the previous. I don't know. Just keep going. It's fine.
I'm just looking now. Just to make a long, extended story short. Yeah, this is this episode, because Layla is also trying at the same time to free Khonshu to connect with Mark again to heal him.
Yeah.
So it was the same episode.
Been a week.
Yes. It's ultimately the goal was that for them to balance their scales And how that ends up happening is they end up working together and balancing their scales. And then, to make a long story short, Stephen falls off. Mark ends up in the field of reeds. And it's confusing because we're like, oh, he doesn't need Stephen anymore, I guess. And like, it was kind of sad, but also we're like, this makes sense. You know, Oscar Isaac probably doesn't want to play two versions of himself for an entire character arc.
No.
Forever.
No.
So it's like, can you scoot that chair up a little bit?
I'm sorry.
No, that's not you. That was me before. I brought them too close and Mason yelled at me. Not yelled. He just told me not to do it anymore. You're good.
Okay.
Oh, I was sitting there before. Sorry, guys. Walls.
Walls. That's it. That's the story.
And they balance the scales. Steven's like dead or pseudo dead, and Mark gets to the field of reeds. I'm making this quick because it's honestly the most palatable way you're gonna hear this, because I'm explaining it the most clear, concise way you can explain it. It's really not this clear in the show.
It really isn't.
So he gets to the field of reeds, he's without Steven, and he's like, oh my god, I feel emptiness. Like, I gotta go get my bro, aka myself. So he goes back out there and they like literally, he says, you know, I couldn't do this without you, bro. And they like have like a moment, except Steven's like a rock. So he's speaking to a stone carving of a man. And then they like hold hands. It's super sweet and cute. And like their heart thing, it's like a heart rock or like a quartz, ends up in the between their hands. And all of a sudden a light shines and, you know, Osiris is like, fine, like you guys can live, whatever,
I guess.
And they both end up surviving along with Steven, and then they exit stage right out of Osiris' gate into the realm of the living again, where Mark is now alive and Khonshu's like, Mark, what, bitch? You back?
Mm-hmm.
And then... then proceeds to enter his body in a healthy, not creepy way. Consensual, really.
It's like, what?
Very consensual. They decided together that they would coexist that way, and they become Moon Knight again. And like whole spiel happens, but
Moon Knight and Mr. Knight.
Thank you. We are on the like same wavelength. I feel like.
Yeah, oops.
No, it's fine. Everything's falling apart.
It's okay.
The world is ending.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's kind of where we get to the like crux cool part of the show, I guess, is then on, which is what I wanted to speed towards. So if there was anything that I missed, feel free to comment on it, and also feel free to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, feel free to get fucked.
Get fucked and stage right.
Yeah, it's been a week since we watched it, so whatever.
I feel like I did okay.
You did great, sweetie.
Thank you.
Yeah, so this is kind of where we get into the final act.
Mm-hmm.
And the meat of the episode.
Absolutely.
We see a conversation between Khonshu and Layla. And Layla, or Khonshu's like, give me control. Let me enter you.
Let me consensually.
Yes. No, he doesn't say that, but he does say like let me give you my power.
Because they've been hinting that like after Mark, his next target to be his avatar would be Layla.
Yeah.
And he actually calls her Little Bug, which I think I just saw it actually.
Yeah.
He calls her Little Bug, and this is just like a little sliver of what's to come.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So he's like, you know, let me give you my power, and she's like, fuck no.
Nah.
She's like, I saw what you did to Mark's life, and she's like, I don't want that. And essentially, she just flat out says no, and he's like, fine. Okay. And that's when Mark comes back and
fuck you right back.
Yeah. Bitch. I forget what happens next. Help me out.
So Mark comes back. He enters his body. That's like a weird way to put it, but you know what I mean.
He comes back to his body.
Yeah, he comes back to
him. But he's bullet ridden.
Yeah, so he has to heal Mark. And he does, and he gets into costume, which TJ brought up a really good point. We rarely see Moon Knight in costume in the show, actually.
Not a lot.
No, it's very minimal.
Yeah.
And so he comes into costume and thus begins the like fight scenes, I would
say.
It's
like a big part of the episode is the fight.
Yeah.
The fight scene. With Harrow and
Harrow.
Does he fight Amit?
Well, Harrow as Amit. And Amit and Khonshu fight as big things.
Yeah, okay. That's
They're
what
like big like Godzilla forms. Yeah. And
which was pretty cool actually.
That was very cool. And they fight and it's like simultaneously two fights happening. And while it was cool that the two fights were happening at once and like in like kind of collision of one another, the best part of this show happens right after this scene, concurrently with everything that's happening. You know the hippo, the cute little hippo, Tawaret?
I forget. Why does she come back? Why does she come to the mortal world?
So she offers in like either this episode or the previous episode, she offers Layla. She's like, hey, you could be my avatar. I feel like we'd be good together. And Layla's like, fuck no. I've seen what avatars do. Like, I'm not about that life. Layla realizes how human she is.
Tawaret?
No, Layla realizes how human she is in the fight scenes, in the sequences where, like, Amit and all of them are, like, doing shit. So she's like, Tawaret, like, let's go.
Let's do this.
Like, okay. And then Tawaret straight up goes, I have the best costume in mind. Strike to the scene where all of a sudden, like, you get, like, a flash of, like, gold or, like, rose gold. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, Layla's on screen in the most baddest of asses of costumes with literally knife wings.
Mm-hmm.
And she becomes a character. TJ, what character does she become?
Oh, my God. I just had it. Scarlet Scarab. I'm like, Scarlet something. I'm going to call her Scarlet Bug because you said bug earlier. Yeah. I'm like, no, that's not it. Yes, the Scarlet Scarab.
Could you imagine if she was called the Scarlet Bug? Scarlet Cockroach.
Gross.
Scarlet Spider would be cool, though.
There's a Scarlet Spider.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Hmm. I think it's a Spider-Man character.
Hmm.
Almost positive that's what it's called. Anyways, yeah, the Scarlet Scarab, who is by far one of the coolest... I think one of the other than Moon Knight, one of the coolest parts about the final episode of the show, really.
So, I love Layla.
Yeah.
Layla's phenomenal. And seeing Layla become a superhero was, like, best part of the show.
Because you really didn't see it coming.
No, it was one of the best surprises of the show.
And if you all know me, I love a good female superhero.
TJ is the fan.
Yes. I really do prefer female superheroes over men. Because I just love seeing, a strong kick-ass woman kicking ass.
I know.
I think it's just so cool, especially because, like, women generally are looked down upon, and, like, seeing a woman take charge and kick ass, it's just like, hell yeah.
I love that Marvel has, like, decided to focus on women quite a bit more, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it just, like, speaks to the age of women right now, which, you know, it's, like, a conversation to be had, and it's cool to... see them take a lead in that.
I also like, granted they didn't do this at first, that they're not sexualizing them. They started with Black Widow and with her Iron Man 2 costume with her cleavage showing, and I think they realized that wasn't the way to go.
It's just like dated. It's a dated way to do a female superhero.
It's also, I mean, dated in the comic books, too. It's like, that was the old school way of doing things, because that's just what
mattered.
You did.
Yeah. That's all that mattered.
And that's really not the case with all the costumes now.
None of them really, like, do that anymore.
No. So it was, her costume was super cool. Her wings were super cool. And she, like, she's one of those people where when she throws a punch, like, you feel like she's actually punching someone.
She's a very good on-screen fighter.
I feel like there's some girls, even men, when they fight, it's like, okay, that looked like
fake.
Super
that looks
fake. Like, she looked like when she was punching, she was actually taking people out.
So her name is Mae Calamwy, I think. Calamwy. I'm sorry if I butchered that name. I can't quite remember the last name spelling. Again, I do thorough research, obviously. Mae is, like, stunning. And she's also a really good actress, and she's also a great on-screen fighter. I feel like they should take her and run with it.
I've said it before in other podcasts. There's some women who are great on-screen fighters, and there's some where it's like, Girl, you are not tough. This chick is tough.
I was going to say, you've said something like super great that I think we referenced back. Some women can pull off being tough and superheroes and some cannot.
Like Mila Jovovich from Resident Evil. She's a badass.
She is.
The chick that played Jill Valentine in Resident Evil. Who the fuck are you? You're not tough.
No.
You're just a little girl trying to act tough.
Same with like a more recent example of Cersei in Eternals.
Yeah. I thought you meant in Game of Thrones. I'm like, no, oh, that's
fucking,
one scary bitch.
She's a fucking badass. She's scary.
Even, I peed a little.
Even the women who aren't meant to be scary that end up being scary, like Sansa, like she ends up being kind of frightening.
Yeah.
Daenerys.
Yeah.
Frightening.
I love Daenerys, but can't wait to see her in Marvel.
I am so excited, and she's kept so tight-lipped. I was like, so yeah, that's really, honestly, not to shat. Like, not to shade over everything else. That's really the best part of the show. Onward and upwards through that, we get the ultimate fight, which wasn't that ultimate. It was kind of basic.
It was kind of a bummer because they made Harrow out to be, like, this really big bad guy. And the way his final fight happens, it kind of fizzled.
It was just dumb. Like, it just, he doesn't kill him either, by the way, foreshadowing, because I think he'll probably come back. I think that's a door open that I think that Ethan Hawke would be none the wiser if he didn't do. Like, he'd be right. Dumb. If Ethan Hawke has a door into Marvel, he should take it, because
anyone who has a door into Marvel should keep it.
They should stay in that lane.
Right.
It's crazy to me because all of these super famous actors are, like, now hopping on the Marvel train when mm-hmm. all of our favorites have left. And I'm like, could you just have seen just like Angelina Jolie and RDJ on the same screen?
Oh my God.
Playing superheroes.
So cool.
Could you have seen fucking Charlize Theron and like Thor on screen together just looking at each other? Like,
that would have been a cool.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of. Oh, sorry, spoiler. The Charlize Theron. But.
I love her. That's why I brought it up.
Yes. We do. We love her. She's a great actress.
Fucking hot too.
Yeah.
She speaks Afrikaans.
When she was in Monster Ball.
When she played Eileen Wuornos.
Oh, so hot.
That transformation though was legitimate.
It really was so good.
What the fuck?
Anyways. Yeah. It.
It was a simple fight.
Yes. Exactly. It was a simple fight. It wasn't anything where you're like, oh my God, that was so cool.
It was simple.
It wasn't like an Endgame type fight where Captain America picks up Meow Meow and it's like, oh.
There was, again, I think we're always searching for that, right? Like those moments. There were so many surprises in Endgame. People don't realize, even the last scene or like the final fight scene, nobody knew that everybody was going to be there.
No.
No one knew that.
No. We didn't even know if they were going to come back.
No.
We
thought they were all dead. We didn't, like, no one knew how, I get goosebumps thinking about it. No one knew how it was going to end. You just see Cap, and then all you hear, Cap, you there? On your left. And literally your entire body, like, jolts up. Because you're like, I did too. Yeah. My whole body got goosebumps. And you're like,
there's no way.
And you just see one, and you're like, oh, Sam, like, that's so great. And then you keep seeing them open and like all, and it's just like your body feels like it's on fire because you can't believe this whole thing's happening.
It was such a moment.
I think we'll talk about more of this later, I think probably, but like we keep wanting that from Marvel and they just keep like not hitting that mark. And I think I wanted that from Moon Knight a lot. I wanted like there to be like, oh my God, like this happened and that happened.
Yeah.
And really, it was just confusing. There was a lot of pieces to put together, and it was not as well done for a brand new character as it should have been.
Wasn't as fleshed out as I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Love Oscar Isaac as Mark, Steven, Moon Knight, Mr. Knight.
Award-winning acting.
He's a great crier. I know, I think I said this last episode, too. He's just a really... The man can literally, I think, act anything.
He really can.
I think they're lucky to have him.
I agree.
Play this character.
I agree.
Because he really is just very versatile in what he can do. And, like, I don't want it to, like, sound like it was a bad show. It wasn't a bad show. It just wasn't, like, oh, my God.
Like, it was a great show.
Right. It was just... Maybe it's setting it up for something more to come. I don't know. We don't know what the future holds for his character.
Yeah. And, you know, it's okay. Like, I think, like, it's okay if you guys enjoyed it. Because I feel like a lot of feedback I've gotten is, like, you guys seem like you're disappointed in a lot of stuff, is what I've heard a couple times. I'm not, but I am.
It's just
Marvel has set such a bar.
Yeah. I actually think you said this after we saw Endgame. You said, I'm excited for where they're at now, but something like they've set the bar so high. They set the bar so high, like, where do we go from here?
I did say that, right?
So, it was something along those lines.
I'm excited for what's to come, but they've set this bar so high. Right. I don't know what's next.
Marvel has, we've seen it. They've fleshed out such good characters and backstories. And not saying that Moon Knight doesn't have a great backstory. He has a great backstory. But what about his story?
Yeah.
You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, where does he go from
here?
What's
the point?
Right. What's the point of Hera? What's the point of Moon Knight? What drives him to keep doing it? You know?
We just don't have it's kept very vague. We don't know where it goes.
And by the end, we still don't know.
So let's talk about the ending. At the end, Khonshu releases Mark of his...
And Steven.
And Steven. Mark and Steven of their deal. So Mr. Knight and Moon Knight no longer. And it ends right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
Gigi and I had the sound of mind to Google if there is a final scene, because notoriously Marvel has snuck in a scene at the end of the show somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be in the middle of the season, which Wanda...
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the beginning of the season, which I don't know if any of them did the beginning of the season. Actually.
I don't think any of them did the beginning.
It was either middle or end.
Mm-hmm. Only disappointing one was the Hawkeye one.
That one was dumb.
Which was like the one that we'll talk about later on. But...
Yeah. So there's a final scene, and it's Harrow in a insane asylum. Very similar to what Mark's insane asylum looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar. And all of a sudden, this guy who comes up to a wheelchair-bound Harrow starts speaking in Spanish, and he's like, he's with me, this guy's with me. And he speaks in Spanish and whatever, and it's very, like, shadowy, and TJ and I look at each other, because we always do this thing where we're like
what,
jaws open,
like,
what is this?
What's going to happen?
Yeah, and we're like, yeah, he's doing the things. Yeah. We're both like, what's this?
Like, we both will look and our jaws will drop a little, like, bit. We'll be like, we did it when we saw Doctor Strange, too. We'll talk about that next. But
so, he wheels him into a white limo. And who you expect to be in the car is not who you think is going to be in the car. It's actually Khonshu.
Going to the Met Gala.
In a full three-piece suit. And I'm concerned as to who told him that was okay.
Look great.
He's an Egyptian skull.
Yeah. Bird skull.
Literally that. A bird skull. So, like, who was like, yeah, bro, fire.
You on fleek.
You're giving. What you're giving, I have no idea.
I don't know either.
So he's
Egyptian
there.
Bird realness.
Yeah. Yeah. It's honest. It's true.
Yep.
So he's like, well, Stephen thought, or, you know, Mark thought he was the one, but he didn't know how broken he was. Mm-hmm. Something of that nature. That was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Up until this point, they've teased the third personality.
We've yesed him multiple times.
Yes.
We've said his name.
And literally, the show ends, the credits roll, and we're like, well, where the fuck is the third personality?
And he says it. And he's like, you know, he's more broken than he knew. And all of a sudden, the divider screen in the limo comes down, and you see the back of this man's head. He's wearing a newsboy cap,
mm-hmm.
And he turns his head and he goes, like, I don't remember even what he said, but
this fucking guy. No, he doesn't say that.
it's Mark. Steven. No. It's Jake Lockley.
Dun dun dun.
The third personality. Black screen. Yeah, and then it's cuts. So we have a door that's much wider than we anticipated it to be. And a lot of questions.
Yes. It kind of, so the story does kind of end mm-hmm. with Mark and Steven being released from Khonshu. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, but then where does Moon Knight go from here? Mm-hmm. We'll come to find out there is a third personality. We were right all along. But it literally wasn't until the last 2 seconds of the show, and then it cuts to black, and now we have to wait for who knows how fucking long before
forever
he comes back.
Yeah.
So we were right.
We were right. That was a which, guess.
Yay.
Yay me.
Yes. Yay.
Yay you.
Yes. Pretty much from the start, we kind of guessed. Because everything was always done in threes.
Yeah.
If you watch the cinematography and the way they film everything, everything is always done in threes. So like that's
even
a hint right there.
Reflections, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. everything is done in threes. So that was a major hint right there.
And there's a saying, good things come in threes.
Yes. So.
Two for you and one for me.
What?
Good things come in threes, two for you and one for me.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Sorry.
No, I thought ADHD. you were wanting to go next. So my biggest question is where do we go from here with Moon Knight? And that's my biggest question.
I think that they've left it up to interpretation, and they've left it up to whether or not Oscar Isaac will want to come back.
I think he would.
I think he would be stupid not to. It's already intriguing. I'm not going to lie to you. They've done it well enough that I'm like curious.
I'm very curious about the character.
But they've done it poorly enough where I'm like, there's really nowhere to go but up.
Well, I guess that's it. I just want to know more.
Yeah.
I want to know more about him. I want to know what drives him to do what he does. And why does he do it?
And where does
And we
he,
didn't get that
yeah,
answer.
No, we didn't. We got his backstory, which is like the first time I think that they've given us the backstory really quickly like that
mm-hmm.
versus like the meat. Because I feel like Marvel does it opposite. Usually they give you like the meat of the story. Like Shang-Chi's a great example. Like we get a backstory, but really we get the fight.
Yeah.
Too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just wanted more. And, you know, I guess that's how we all are with Marvel. We just want more. I don't know. I can't help but feel disappointed.
Me too.
And I really wanted to like it because I really thought that he was going to be one of my new favorite characters.
And he is, to some extent.
He's a very... Ooh, that's really loud.
I'm sure you guys heard that one.
Yeah. And he is a very cool character. I just wish they would have gone further with it. That's what it really comes down to.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
I did love the Scarlet Scarab.
She's my favorite part of the show.
I will say that was probably even better than Moon Knight.
100%.
I don't know if I'd want to watch a whole show with just her.
I'd watch her again, though, somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I hope she shows... she will.
Yeah.
But, super cool character. Yeah, I don't. What are your thoughts?
I've
been talking.
No, I always talk. I liked it. It was intriguing to continuously watch. I was never really bored, which is something to say about the show. I was never like oh yeah. My god, like another week, another episode.
I was always excited.
I was always amped. And you know, while it didn't disappoint me after each episode because I was still curious, the ending did disappoint me because it didn't answer any of my questions. So I would say like. It was fun to watch throughout, but the end result, like the entire crux of the show was like not enough for me.
Yeah, I agree. It was 6 episodes is not long enough for me.
No.
I really wished it would have even been 12, 13 episodes. It felt rushed. And that's one thing I've always really admired about Marvel is that they don't rush their characters, because all of the characters we've seen up until this point have already been fleshed out in other movies.
Totally.
You know, this is the first character that we're being introduced via a TV show, and you would think with 6 episodes they'd be able to do that, and they do. They give you a great backstory, like Celine said.
Yeah.
But it just something about it didn't work for me.
I agree. It should have been the way we've said fleshed out a bunch, but like it should have been more fleshed. It should have been. It's unspoken that we don't know a lot about Moon Knight. I think that most people didn't.
No.
And while like a backstory is great and all, but the entire show shouldn't have been a backstory.
No.
And honestly, I'm greedy, and I think it should have been like 12 episodes, because I think we need the first 6 to introduce him and understand where he's coming from, and the last 6 to fight the baddie.
It just didn't feel long enough for an introduction to a character. How do I want to say this? Tell a good story with a good villain and a good hero with just 6 episodes. Unless the character has already been established and you know their backstory. You know? Like you said, that was a big one. It should have been 12 episodes.
Yeah.
It just wasn't long enough.
No.
I'm still very intrigued with this character. I think he's very cool. I love that he's an Egyptian hero.
I do too. I love that we're introducing mythology.
Yes.
With Thor, but like, yeah. More so.
And they're going to start introducing Greek mythology too. Because mm-hmm. I do have some Greek heroes in Marvel.
They do. Zeus.
Zeus, Hercules, mm-hmm. Some others. I can't think of them right now. But so it's exciting. I love mythology.
I do too. Love mythology.
I love mythology, but like I don't like the Bible and all that. Like,
that's because mythology is like stories, and yeah. The Bible is like live and die by this.
Yeah. It's just not interesting to me.
No.
Nothing against people who are into that.
It might be if people weren't throwing it in your face.
Right. Exactly.
Sorry.
That's a different conversation, though. Yeah, and you know, I will say the cliffhanger, as cool as it was that they revealed the third personality, it doesn't really tell you what direction they're going.
No, they left it really open.
Yeah.
They left it very
you know,
open.
We're, another thing I really have always admired about Marvel is they'll leave you with a cliffhanger, but it always, almost always tells you what's coming next.
I agree.
You know, and you just didn't get that with this one.
No.
Other than you find out that Jake Lockley is the third personality.
I think that's because they needed to, like, it needed to somehow, like, be wrapped up with an option of opening the door later.
One of the things I remembered I wanted to talk about from last episode, was I mentioned their colors.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know if this was intentional. Knowing Marvel, it probably was. But the colors they wore. Mark wore white or cream.
I remember this conversation. I literally was like, the colors. And you were like, wait.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh.
Yeah, because we were going to talk about it, but then it ended up getting too late. Mark wore white. Mm-hmm. Steven wore gray. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, Jake is wearing black.
Yep.
So interesting if that was, I'm sure it was intentional. Because Jake being the darker personality of them all. Steven being I kind of think Mark is a mix of the two, but Steven being a mix between the two, and Mark, like you said, being the original.
I think that's why Mark's in white.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look up. I'm pretty sure it says somewhere about their color schemes, but anyway.
Yeah. So that was interesting. There's another part I wanted to talk about. But I can't remember what it's about, so I'm sure I'll think of it later on, but is there anything else that you want to talk about?
I think I talked about it all. It's all she wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see where the character of Moon Knight goes and how he'll... Oh, I remember what I want to talk about before we end. We still don't have any connection to the MCU. No.
I think that's on purpose.
There were supposed to be. The guy from Eternals.
Star Fox?
No.
Fastos?
No.
Druid? Druig?
No, the Indian man. Kingo.
Yeah.
Kingo was supposed to make an appearance in this.
Oh, and he didn't?
They ended up cutting it out.
Why?
I don't know. But that would have tied it to the MCU some way. But apparently they just wanted this to be its own thing.
Okay.
Which is fine, but it still would have been cool that... I guess that was something I would have loved to have seen, is to see in what way it ties to the MCU.
I would have loved to know.
You know? I told Celine I was convinced that because Moon Knight was ending right before the day Doctor Strange premiered, that it was somehow going to tie in. Spoiler, I guess not really. It doesn't.
It does not tie in.
At all. Which is okay, but kind of a bummer. Yeah, that's all I wanted to talk about, though. I'm just intrigued to see where it goes.
We shall see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Would it be a show you recommend people to watch?
I would. I don't think... I would recommend to watch if you...
It wouldn't be my first choice to recommend.
If you're a Marvel fan, I'd say, yeah, watch it to, like, get through it. But even Mason, who really will watch a whole lot, was, like, had a hard time with it. So if you don't like to, like... It sounds rude. If you don't like to think too hard about it, then it's not your cup of tea.
Yeah. Exactly. I would recommend other shows before I recommended this one.
Yeah. I agree.
Like WandaVision or Loki.
I think, yeah, WandaVision and Loki would be my go-to. And if you're looking for something light, I would say Hawkeye.
Hawkeye was great, too. But, yeah, it wouldn't be like one... Unless you know the character.
Yeah. Hawkeye's one of my favorites, so I love Same. That show.
And I loved... Kate Bishop, so.
And Yelena.
Yelena. Oh, I can't until she comes back. Anyways, that's all I got.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, if that's all we got, then TJ and Celine.
Out. That was so good.
Like on Fuller House, the She-Wolf back.
anyway.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Don't want to be a you. Just another playing game. Might be crazy, but it ain't
no lie. Bye, 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 bye. It's gotta be me.
Dirty pop.
All right, no for real. Bye.
Bye.